busy and demanding as it was, basic training did have its pauses. The welcome smoke breaks and mail from home. The timeouts when you could feel the quiet pride in being an airman. The town pass in your new blues. And the stirring march music of the Friday afternoon reviews. The lonely pause to listen to the sounds of your future as the big jets cleared their throats at nearby Kelly Field.
Hey, man, the Air Force, my recruiter told me it'd be gravy. He said, well,
and as pleasant a time out as any, the evening bowl session in the barracks.
I can't tell what they're putting in it. But he says, it'll be good. Drink your coffee now before you leave, because when you get there, it's going to be mud.
But I haven't seen any food. It's one part yet. I mean, there's about four different kinds of stuff in one thing.
Yeah, so you have some for breakfast, and then they give it to you for supper again, mixed up a different way.
T.I. told us to eat our food now and chew it later like the cows do.
Yeah, man, chew it later, because you're going to march it off.
You know, T.I. is always yelling at you. That's about your hardest thing in basic training, that they always
What's the toughest part of basic training?
I think it would be putting a spit shan on your shoes. I used to shan my shoes, but most of the time I used to take them to the shop. But now you got to shan them yourself. They got to look like mirrors, and I never did that before.
KP is the roughest, I think. You get up too early in the morning, you work too long.
Hanging your clothes and shining your shoes, putting your shoes in the right alignment and stuff like that, you know, putting your hat on 45-degree angles, your bed's got to be made, and all different kinds of stuff like that. That's about all I can think of.
Well, sir.
And what does a young man away from home miss most?
Most of all, was the severe lack of feminine companionship.
Oh, I don't know. I guess I really miss my girl most of all.
Well, I miss my car, my woman, squirrel hunting.
My girl, folks, and my car.
What I miss most is my wife. She's going to have a baby in April. April 17th, in fact. And the way we got it planned out now, it'll be...
Almost every recruit expects basic training to change him permanently. And almost always for the better.
But the T.I. told us when we first come here that basic training would change us so much that when we were home, our parents wouldn't know us. He said, if you walked in the house and you said, sir, to your father, he'd probably drop over dead.
The day I went up to get registered in, I wanted to get in pretty bad, and I weighed 113 pounds. And for my size, the minimum is 115, so I ate 2 pounds of bananas and drank water like crazy. So I hit the Air Force with 115 pounds, and now I weigh 140. So I'm keeping physically fit, you might say.
Phase 1, Week 3, Survival Training. Bivouac in the field. Steel pots, pup tents, field chow, and the tear gas chamber.
All right, gentlemen, there's gas in this building right now. You're standing in tear gas right now. Now, any man that's eyes is burning or watering at this time, your mask is not adjusted correctly. You can see now why this mask must be adjusted correctly. In just a minute, I'm going to tell you to take your mask off, and you're going to see the difference. You're going to see the difference that having this mask on your face makes. All right, take your mask off. All right, you see the difference it is between having that mask on and not having it on?
Yes, sir.
Makes a lot of difference, doesn't it?
Yes, sir.
You like to sing me a little song about now?
No, sir.
You want to sing me Jingle Bells?
No, sir.
You like that gas?
No, sir.
All right, get them out. Get out that door. Now, if you can't get out any faster than that, I'll take those masks off again, and we'll see how fast you can get out.
Well, this is called a gig slip. It's a student delinquency report when you do something wrong.
A recruit explains the most important document in basic training, the gig slip.
They mark it down here. They put the time you did it, the date, and the awards, or the merits, and then the instructor signs his name down here, and then when he wants you to sign it, you sign here.
Where do gigs come from? You get some idea when you listen to the reading of a gig list.
Gentlemen, quiet down. I'll read off the gigs that you got today on your personal areas. Squires, you had your 505 pants hung backwards. Aldrich, you had two candy wrappers in your field jacket pocket. Calhoun, shorts unbuttoned at fly. 505 pants, hip pocket unbuttoned. Towel not marked in center.
The natural habitat of the gig is the inspection. Area inspection, personnel inspection, equipment inspection, standby inspection. The bigger the inspection, the mightier the gig.
It hurt!
As in this honor flight standby inspection in the barracks.
Parade hurt!
For most recruits, the inspection is no sweat.
Four security instructions.
Sir, my fourth security instruction is, I will relay all messages and distress signals from other posts to Air Police Headquarters.
But for others, the tension-charged air of the barracks, the approaching footsteps of the inspecting officer, and then his stern face just a foot away, will take some getting used to.
What were you looking all around for in Martinez? Like to see what's going on?
No, sir.
Are you curious?
No, sir.
What's your eyeballs wiggling for? Weren't you told you were supposed to focus your eyes on some far distant object?
Yes, sir.
They're still wiggling. I want you to pick a spot right across the way here. You see it?
Yes, sir.
What is it?
The hole in the wall, sir.
You keep looking at that little hole in the wall. Is that clear?
Yes, sir.
Unless that little hole in the wall moves, your eyes don't. What is your third security instruction?
Sir, my third security instruction is, I will really, I'll report all orders in violation I'm instructed to enforce.
Let's hear that again.
Sir, my third security instruction is, I'll report all orders in violation I'm instructed to enforce.
You been writing your own security instruction card lately?
No, sir.
Why don't you give it the way it's on your security instruction cards?
Sir, my third security instruction is, I'll report all violations and orders I'm instructed to enforce.
Well, Martinez doesn't know security instructions well. Him and Ritz?
Yes, sir.
Him and Ritz is gig line askew. Spots on uniform. What is the insignia of rank of a second lieutenant?
Sir, the insignia rank of a second lieutenant is one silver bar.
One silver bar, huh? Eamon Ritz doesn't know insignia of rank. Eamon Morgan, improper position of attention, hands moving, hands not by the seam of trousers. Eamon Luders, you come to attention like a wet noodle.